This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12:04. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Jeff Sandu.
Arvini Braj.
No Christine Wong today, so does somebody want to do the hello for her? There we go. Christine isn't here. That is our intern, though, Isabel. She's making an appearance in the studio today. You might hear a few contributions from her a little bit throughout the show. We'll see. Our question for you today, though, something we posed a little bit earlier on. I came into the office earlier on, and Arvin and Jeff and Frida already went, we know what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about money. And being as we're, you know, business radio station, it kind of makes sense. Today's focus, though, ever so slightly different. For those of you that are or might or should be receiving Ang Pao, what are you going to be doing with the money? Will you be saving it? Will you be spending it? Or will you be investing it? Let us know on 018-789-8899. That's a WhatsApp number. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We have polls running over there. We'll be updating those polls throughout the afternoon, letting you guys know about that as well. Then we're moving on to another story. All stories today related to the Chinese New Year, the Spring Festival, whatever you want to call it, the Lunar New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Our story is all about...
We're talking about how the recent cancellation of Chinese New Year films in China and how they are going to impact Hollywood and like worldwide box office as a whole.
And then I'll be doing a quick story about how the world's biggest annual human migration, Chinese New Year, of course, over in China will be happening. I'll give you some facts and figures for that. It's very interesting. Right, Jeff, over to you.
Yeah, so Gucci, LV, Kate Spade, Chanel, Burberry, guess what do all these brands have in common?
They all have stores on the high street.
No, so I can't afford any of them.
Yeah, actually, that's true. Yeah, well, I don't own any of these brands that I just mentioned, and I'm sure every one of us here in the studio are in the same boat. But they're all geared up for Chinese New Year. This year, the Chinese New Year comes just weeks after Christmas, where, you know, in the US, we've heard of all the record-breaking sales numbers, but over here in the East, Chinese New Year is a big occasion for spending. It's actually celebrated widely across China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Korea, Taiwan, Vietnam, and of course here in Malaysia. While the specific celebrations and the formal dates encompassing the holiday, they may vary by country and also by culture, the one thing that is pretty common is the giving of these Ang Pao or Ang Bao or Hong Bao or red packets. Right. So the rule of this, you know, let's just go. I guess, you know, many of you probably already know of this, but there are also etiquettes when it comes to the giving or receiving of this red packet. So I thought maybe we can start off by just perhaps going through some of these very basic etiquettes. The first one is you should never use a white Ang Pao packet. It should always be red or some variation of red, like pink or, you know, some, you know, light maroon or some, you know, red variation color. Never use white. Number two is you always receive Ang Pao with two hands because that's the sign of respect. And number three, of course, you don't open it in front of the giver. That's just very rude. You know, I don't know who still...
I have seen it happen.
That's the thing, though. Yeah. You know, you would assume, even receiving it with two hands, you know, I've seen people just, you know, one hand up and go, hey, thanks for this. And I'm like, ooh, hoo, hoo. If that was a traditional family, you know, you would get the rotan and then you'll be running out of the house. Number four is you always give with an even number. So if you're planning to give those brand new 5 ringgit notes that you lined up at the bank recently to, you know, exchange your old notes for new notes, add in one more ringgit into it. Make it six. You know, don't make it five.
Better make it eight.
Exactly, make it eight because eight is, you know, a really good number. So if you're planning to give out like low, you know, amounts, because if you're giving out a lot of Ang Pao, then you got to set yourself a budget as well, right? So, you know, maybe eight is like, you know, the least that you could put in the Ang Pao packet, and eight is a lucky number. And of course, you know, yeah, you use new banknotes. It's always nice to receive Ang Paos with new banknotes inside, and don't put coins into it. I don't know why some people still do this, but don't put coins in your ang pao packets. But you know what? If you don't want to use ang pao at all, you could use the e-ang paos. You know, we've seen last year, we spoke about how, you know, in China with the WeChat, you know, the amount of money that was transacted for this, I guess, virtual ang pao packets is crazy, right? And finally, ang pao giving is actually a form of goodwill. So you really don't need to go OTT or over the top here. It's usually given to singles and children, but you can always give it to people that have been around you who may need that bit of joy during this Chinese New Year season. So maybe people like the security guard at your apartment or your place, or even the helper that comes into your office that cleans your desk every morning where you don't notice it, but it's always squeaky clean. You know, these are the individuals that have been part of your life. So, you know, it's always nice. It's a form of giving and a form of like, you know, hey, I just want to say, you know, give you the blessing of, you know, for prosperity, for wealth, health and all that. Right. So give it to those kind of people. Don't have to go OTT about it. So what you will end up doing with your ang pao packets, well, that's why the brands, like I mentioned earlier, they're all embracing this Chinese New Year spirit. It is, although Chinese New Year is actually very steep in tradition, it is also an occasion to spend. And if you look at, I guess, you know, if you go up to the Resorts World in Genting, you would notice that there are a lot of people there spending money. And if you go to malls over the last few weeks, you would notice people are spending money. It's a day of shopping. It's a week of shopping. It's a month of shopping as well, right? And if you just look at the malls, the way they design, they decorate the malls, you know, it's the same as like you would see in any kind of big festive occasions here in Malaysia, whether it's Hari Raya, whether it's Christmas, or whether it's Deepavali. Chinese New Year is, again, another one of those where they go all out and they have a lot of promotions, they would say, right? They don't call it sales. Interestingly, Google, of top five lunar trends, one of the trends is that Chinese New Year promotions are more highly searched than Chinese New Year sales. So if you're trying to, you know, if you're a retail store and you're trying to hit out to certain target markets to get the, you know, to separate the people from their ang pao packets. So if you want to take one of those ang pao packets, the best way to do it is to, you know, say Chinese New Year promotions.
Yeah, edit your copy.
Yeah,
it's an interesting keyword.
Interesting, because, you know, like me and Arv were talking about it, it's interesting that they actually use promotions. And you go like, yeah, you know, because we always tend to ask around, like, hey, the shop got any new promotions?
Promotion, like, yeah.
You know, you go like, oh, yeah, it's we the lingo that we use.
We don't say sale.
No, we don't say sale. You know, it's a lingo that we use in especially according to Google's research, it is in Singapore and Malaysia where Chinese New Year promotions are more searchable than Chinese New Year offerings, Chinese New Year sale, and other kinds of like words that's similar to it. Promotions is the key word here. So, yeah, we want to know what you're spending your ang pao packets this year.
Okie dokie. As we said earlier on, we have a poll running on both Twitter and on Instagram if you want to take part in those. Also, you can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Let's have a quick update on the poll, actually, before we go into the break.
Yeah, so the three options were spend, save, and invest. At the moment, save is highest with 49.1%. Invest is at 24.5%, and then spend is at 26.4%.
Interesting. It's also reflected on Insta Story as well. Most people, in fact, almost half of the people who've taken part, will be saving for Chinese New Year. Interesting.
Very interesting.
I thought a lot of you would be spending a lot more money. Right, let's take a short break. We've got some music coming up from the Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Shakedown Street. When we come back, we'll be giving you some feedback and referencing some of those things that you talked about during the break. BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandhu.
Arvind Braj.
We're asking you today, for those of you that hope to and have and will be receiving Ang Pao, what will you be doing?
Or eligible for Ang Pao.
Or eligible for... Oh, yeah. That could be a topic of conversation very very shortly. Won't you be giving them out this year, Arv?
Giving out? I don't know. I might be outstation. I don't know. I might not be in the country.
I mean, I'm not married yet. Jeff's not married yet.
I think it's it's like in at least the space of the month of the celebration. So if it's like Hari Raya, so on the first day of Hari Raya, it's like you can give ang paos for that entire month, and then Deepavali is also for the entire month. So unless you're going away for the entire month,
you've got plenty of time, dude. So we're asking you,
we know where you live.
CNY season yet again. What will you be doing with the ang pao packets this year? Will you be spending? Will you be saving? Or will you be investing? Do let us know. We have polls running on Instagram and over on Twitter. And of course, you can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, like this person did.
Yeah, so Ro says, simple rule, money and me. If I don't earn it, it doesn't belong to me. So ang pao, so any money that I win from playing games and all this kind of stuff, I save or I donate it or I keep it for financial emergencies or rainy days.
I like that idea.
Yeah, rainy days, saving for rainy days.
Mm. Over on Twitter, we have one from Edmund Wu who says, ang pao money will be for my bills. Mm-hmm. then we have Becky who says, credit card bills again. And Victor Lau says, this poll must have been directed to those who are not married.
Mm. Yes.
That's what we said, if you're eligible for it. Yeah. It's funny, they all mention paying off the bills. That's generally what I do when I get my wages. It comes in, it goes straight out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Never stays.
No.
And every year, though, you know, retailers, the big brands, the smaller brands, your, you know, small mom and pop stores, they always have, you know, they always create this, I guess, opportunity. They use this period of time as an opportunity to create new merchandise that correlates with especially the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiacs, right? So they symbolizes the given year. So this year is the year of the rat. Also, mm-hmm. fun fact, if you go onto Twitter and you do hashtag CNY, you actually get the zodiac rat kind of like emoji thing.
Did you know that before you did the hashtag this morning?
No, it only when it was like, it automatically changed. And I was like, oh, very clever.
Very cute. Mm.
Thank you, Twitter. This year is the year of the rat. So Gucci and Adidas Originals, they've both partnered up with Disney on capsule collections that features Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, and this is the issue we had like off air. We were trying to wonder, like, people need to decide if Mickey Mouse is a mouse or a rat. It's not Ricky Rat. It's Mickey Mouse, you know? You can't just use him for branding.
We used to have a puppet in the UK called Roland Rat. Years ago. They could have used him.
Which is fine.
I think it's just like, you know, it's the family of rodents, right? Mm. So, you know, rats and mouse are rodents.
No, I'm not letting you have that. No,
No, right.
Then, I'm not calling an ostrich an emu. So
correct.
You know what I mean?
True. Yeah. Mm. True.
Or a horse a zebra.
Well, yeah. But, on that, note, carry on.
No, but also the fact that it's Mickey Mouse, right?
Yeah.
So, but I've received a pewter, which is a Mickey Mouse keychain, and it's a very nice pewter, and it's a very nice keychain, and Mickey Mouse is like, you know, childhood favorite. But and then it hit me, Riz, oh, it's because of the year of the rat. But it took a while because that connection isn't really instant, right?
It's like Disney will do anything to make money. Tentative Link, he's got a bit of a long nose, you know, he's got whiskers, it's not a cat.
Has a tail.
It's got a tail, yeah, call it a rat.
But these are just like two of the many brands that are doing almost the same thing. Almost every other brand or even platform is doing something. Converse, Nike, Apple, Tod's, Kate Spade, you know, all these. These brands, they're known to capitalize on this because they understand the Chinese spending power, especially in China, and have also sort of released Chinese New Year specials. But trends on colors and designs also play a big part. So we've spoken about the zodiac signs, but there's also variations of colors each year. Last year, according to Omnilytics, the pink and orange actually fared much better than red itself. Pastel colors did really well last year as well. And there's also a rise this year in floral design. So, you know, when you design something, it's also worth noting that it's not just because you have like this book, it's got to be red, it's got to be, you know, something that's related to the zodiac sign, but variations of it would work really well and help you to stand out. This year, a big trend could actually be the wellness and sustainability sector. So digital health, we all know it's a big trend across, you know, the entire world. So you might see a lot more money being poured into this sector. So don't be surprised if you received SMS or emails or adverts from your gym or your health specialist asking you to, you know, come in for a visit. We've got a promotion going on. And it so happened to be around the Chinese New Year season. And they know because it is the time where you would spend money that you've probably received or won.
Because Arvin has been giving out ang pao.
Yeah, you know, generous, generous human being.
Uncle Arv.
Even brands.
Oh, that's back.
Even brands like Lululemon, they have been capitalizing on this. And of course, indoor gym equipments like the Peloton Runner, the road bikes that they have for indoor, those are also going to be on, you know, some major Chinese New Year attraction. Mobile shopping is huge, as we all know. It's no surprises. So always check out the same deals on your mobile phone because there could be mobile discounts. Live streaming is a huge part. So you would be, you know, sure to see lots of online streams promoting brands and products from various channels, especially those who are, you know, doing for makeup products and doing tutorials on, you know, how to, I guess, you know, dress up for Chinese New Year and stuff. Those will go really huge. And finally, secondhand luxury shopping might actually be the next big thing here in Southeast Asia, because currently the challenge is being able to authenticate, but there is evolvement, there's progress and there's innovation in this sector. So once, I guess, you know, we can break through the barrier of, or the challenge of authenticating this kind of, you know, luxury goods, the secondhand luxury shopping would be a big deal. So yeah, when I was a kid, I used to, you know, my mom would take me around to neighbor's house, friend's house, and, you know, we would collect ang paos during Chinese New Year, Hari Raya, Christmas, all this kind of Deepavali and all, right? And I used to have like a savings account, a kid's savings account, and that's where, you know, my money was kept. What about you, Arv?
Same, almost the same. I think ang paos were my first sort of like introduction into saving, because you don't have your own transport and you cannot go out to the shops to get your own things or buy, like, you know, toys or games or whatever you wanted to buy. So you had to wait for your parents to take you, or adults to take you. So what happened was, when we would get the ang paos, we would have to save. Like, we would have to put it at home in like a tabung, or you know, just store it somewhere until we could go and spend it. But by the time the spending time came around, we wouldn't have the interest to spend it anymore. So it just accumulated and piled on and became like not a lot of savings, but a small amount of savings.
It's a good way to start your kids on, you know, understanding how to save. Yeah. Rich, what about you? In the UK, did you had any of these kind of traditions?
No.
But then when you moved to China, did you had some experience?
Yeah, of course. I mean, especially during this time of year, working for a radio station over there, you didn't so much get ang pao, you got gifts. Mm. And they'd be, the first time I got, I remember the first ever Chinese New Year gift I got was literally a crate of oranges. And I'm like, why am I getting a crate of oranges? And then, you know, then the whole thing was explained to me. And then over the next couple of years, it was just, you'd end up getting really weird stuff. One year, I remember getting an entire crate of olive oil or something, you know, and because these companies had come and they'd sponsored and they want to send you a nice gift. And I'm like, why am I getting all this? Is so strange. But it's just people wanting to be generous, you know, and so that it was a real nice experience for me. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I guess you can, you know, get in touch with us and let us know what you will be doing. Or also if you've got some interesting stories of receiving, you know, weird or funny gifts.
Yeah, unusual gifts. That could
unusual gifts on Chinese New Year. Let us know. Get in touch. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You could send us an Instagram message on Instagram at BFM Radio, or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Yeah, we got a couple of tweets from Sui Chuan Ku, who says it is a net negative transaction, his ang paos. And then Rebel to Save the Environment says, who's going to give me ang pao?
Arvin.
Oh, Arvin, yeah.
Yeah. Ah.
Wrong question. I could have ignored that.
You set yourself up for that. We're going to take a short break with some music coming up, folks, from Blondie with Dreaming. A quick update on the poll over on Instagram. It's still, most of you are voting for saving. There's a few at either end of the spectrum, but most of the other side are moving towards investing rather than spending. So, well, interesting results. Time for a break here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back in just a few moments on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.